There are over 1.5 million fish at the San Joaquin Fish Hatchery at the base of Friant Dam, which holds back Millerton Lake on the border of Fresno and Madera counties. Greg Pape runs a hatchery for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Today, he's inspecting the health of rainbow trout that he and his team have watched grow from eggs to 4 to 6 pounders.
Ah, come on. Okay, there you can see the rainbow stripe on him. He's probably going to flop real soon. If he was all by himself in here, he'd be a lot... Oh, there he goes, a lot silverier.
This hatchery, along with three others in the region, are dependent on snow melt collected in the state's reservoirs, like Millerton Lake. And the lack of snow has officials like Dean Marston concerned, not just with the amount of water, but also its temperature. He's an environmental program manager with CDFW who oversees 12 California counties. He says water temperatures are good at the moment.
But as we progress later into the spring and temperatures start to warm, flows start to reduce, then we might have to rethink how we're raising fish in our hatcheries and rethink where we're planting the fish.
The hatchery at the base of Friant Dam uses water pulled from the reservoir to regulate the temperature of 6 acres of fish runs and ponds. Pape and I took a walk to feed a run of more than 1,000 mid-sized rainbow trout.
We don't have any chillers or anything like that. We can control the temperature to a good extent up at the dam. There's a valve up high in the Frank Kern Canal. There's a valve down low at the bottom of the dam. And it's essentially as easy as adjusting your shower temperature. You open one valve, close the rest, and you can adjust your temperature higher or lower.
Pape's major concern is that if reservoir levels become too low at Friant Dam, Millerton Lake water will become warmer, making it harder for fish to take in oxygen.
We've never experienced a one-year drought this drastic. We've had 2- and 3-year droughts that each year was built on the one before, but this is the lowest water year since, anyone can remember around here.
So basically, if the snowpack doesn't become denser in a jiffy, a parade of trout and salmon could be relocated to cooler waters around the state instead of released in the valley creeks, lakes, and rivers. The San Joaquin Hatchery releases just shy of 1 million catchable-sized fish a year into waters that flow into the San Joaquin Valley. Here's Greg Kohlenborn, who oversees the 4 hatcheries in Central California.
But we'll get through it. We have, you know, certain numbers and pounds of fish allotted for every water annually, and that's more of a kind of a game plan of what we're going to do for the year. And as conditions change, we just alter those slightly to accommodate the conditions of the individual year.
But a warmer year isn't always a bad thing, according to these fish growers. Once again, Greg Pape.
The fish grow faster as the temperature gets warmer up to a certain point, and once you reach that magic midway point, then their growth slows down because the oxygen is lower in the water. But there's that happy medium where the growth is good, the oxygen content is good, and they do real well.
And that's something that both fishermen and fish hatcheries will be monitoring closely as winter turns to spring in Central California. Reporting from the San Joaquin Fish Hatchery at Friant Dam, I'm Ezra David Romero.